Alright, podcast time, on my way to work. So anyway, like I say, no one doesn't want to hear positive music. It's unfortunate. No one doesn't want you to make music that's popular like that. Because anything, if the algorithm is telling you this is not what we want to hear, fans are going to say this is not what we want to hear. Here's the issue. You will always say, well, Mike, you know, why you care so much about people when you add more energy to your music? Because you don't say that, first of all, because it's not even real critique. Because one, Earl Sweatshirt. Two, Boatley James. Three, Rock Marciano. Four, Makami. The biggest monotone rapper that at one point y'all was praising so much and killed every single feature was motherfucking 21 Savage. So, what are we talking about? There's a lot of fucking rappers with chill, laid-back deliveries, and guess what? They have a fucking fan base. See, y'all only do that shit to underground rappers because you're trying to play Build-A-Bear Workshop. Y'all think fans who do this shit, y'all just trying to fucking build... Y'all trying to make rap stars, forgetting the fact that Drake is fucking monotone. The biggest rapper is monotone. But because no, y'all just like niggas to be like, I be getting money. Niggas acting like they really okay, but you gotta look at the beat choice and what you're talking about. And let's be fucking real with it, fam. I've done all of that shit back in 2018, 19, 20. What's the fucking response? Trash. What's the response? It's not good. What's the response? Why are you rapping like that? What's the response? Come on, man. Don't be doing that shit, bro. Every time I did anything where I played around my fucking flow or experimented with my fucking flow, even with Dorky, don't be flowing like that. Anytime when niggas sit there and say, he said himself, don't be doing shit that's too crazy now. That's what y'all motherfuckers think like. Y'all don't want artists to do nothing that's too crazy. So we play it safe because you want us to. And here's the fucking funny part. You praise, guess who artist that you call, you know, the greatest for taking risks? Kendrick's, you know, Kanye West. But no, you're putting artists in a box and saying, no. That's them. But still, I like the old Kendrick. I like the old fucking Kanye. Yeah, but we all fucking goddamn know that's not what it is. This is why when niggas do go mainstream and they do have fans that appreciate their weirdness, y'all will call them sellouts. And I know that they been trying to fucking execute them ideas near underground. Y'all didn't want them to do that. Because y'all scared. Your favorite fucking rappers, once they started trying something different, because you know you're going to get tired of me rapping like this. It's like every time I said, so does Dorky. What's the complaint? Oh, the beat's there. The flow's there. But if he's added just more energy to his fucking vocals, it'll be fire. That's the critique. That's the critique every time. And even though that's a dumbass critique, because one, there are fans who do not like rappers that there is a fan base for that kind of style of rap. If not, why is Boatley James doing shows? Why is Earl doing shows? Why is Earl being seen as the greatest lyricist? Why is MF Doom put at a higher regard? The only motherfuckers that like super high energy are fucking typical casual fans. And I don't have an issue with high energy. I don't. But when you sit there and you try to make an artist who clearly does not do that, because mind you, 21 Savage, you go back on his older shit, he used to rap with high energy. And the shit sounded fucking awkward. Like, high energy doesn't fit to everybody. It's what you dumb niggas don't get. And here's the thing. Y'all so obsessed with high energy, even if a fucking rapper has a voice that does not fit high energy, you're going to sit there and act like this shit is fucking fire when it's not. This is one rapper who's monotone, right? Very monotone. And a lot of people was like, come on, man. Because niggas don't want you to have your sound. They want you to have what they figure what they figure is a good sound. Fans were never like that back in the 90s, though. If an artist had their own unique sound, monotone or not, they respect it. Today's fans, not so much. Even the so-called lyrical fans. But we like, no, because then this shit sounds a little bit, I don't know, fake. Because you're doing it because somebody on the internet is telling you to do it. You're not going off of your what you want to do. And the thing, and here's the kicker. Here's the, like I told you, I look at rap coaches with a grain of salt. What they say is not law. Like, look at Cal Scrabby. This is why I respect Cole Mines, because he's not sitting over there telling no one who has a chill laid back tone to stop. Look at Kambada, has a very, you know, chill back and chilling voice. It's not even just a fucking, it's like, let's be real with it. You don't like the fucking voice. Look at Lady London. Y'all making fun of her because you got a very chill voice. She got a Big Daddy Kane co-sign, so it's nothing that you dumb ass motherfucking fans can ever say. Which proves my point. Y'all don't like an artist with a unique voice. So how you gonna sit there and say, I hate rappers, that's all sound the same, but then we have a fucking unique voice? It's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Don't say you want unique shit, and then when someone has a unique voice that they can't control, you call them weird. You call them trash. I can't get into this shit. If a nigga sound like Nas to a T vocally, like if they vocals sound like Nas, you'll fuck with them. Their voice sounds like Big Daddy Kane. Like, look at fucking Dave East. Why you, is any kind of fucking funny how fans, only thing Dave East got to fucking do is hop on and make an album with DJ Premier, and motherfuckers would think he's fucking Guru because he has a fucking vocal tone that's similar to Guru. Watch how many fucking fans will sit there and say, yes, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm gonna just lift it to work. You know, what's the next fuck? Yeah, what's I'm talking about, man? Just give me Guru vibes because you miss Guru. Keep in mind, a monotone fucking rapper, by the way. He even said in himself, he's the king of the monotone flow. By the same fucking goddamn time, you got fans who supposedly love Guru, love real hip hop, tell a nobody rapper to add more energy to his motherfucking goddamn delivery. And keep in fucking mind, it's just how, like, they don't ever think that's just how your voice is. Do no one never fucking think that's how motherfuckers' voices are? They're not trying to sound monotone. It's not like niggas be whispering when they rapping. Because Ka does that. It's like a whisper when I'm rapping like this. Niggas can't fuck with this, dog. I keep it crazy like this. I don't sound like that when I rap. How I'm talking to you is how the fuck I rap. And how it comes out is how the fuck it comes out. Y'all just want niggas to be over dramatic with the fuck that, with their delivery to grab your attention, which you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Hell, y'all complain about Eminem rapping monotone. He's rapping chill at that fucking song that he had with Kid Cudi. What did fans say? He's rapping too monotone, even though he's doing this, breaking the fucking monotone and doing this with his flows and breaking the monotone and switch up the fucking flow just like this. Get on beats and just rap like this. Y'all still call that shit monotone. I think y'all motherfuckers do not know what monotone means. Because even if you're rapping with a chill tone, you can hear when someone is changing their fucking flow up. It's that dramatic. But y'all don't care. Y'all just want niggas to be over fucking over the top with it. Y'all niggas are fucking stupid. Why don't you look for artists that can do that and have them be your fucking artists? Stop playing Build-A-Bear Workshop with artists. You got, like, I'm surprised this one retard wasn't there. That was that the first time he heard me, bro, I feel like you're the type of guy that would change your flow up. Basically compare me, want me to be another Kendrick. I'm tired of you fans listening to rappers that are nobodies and expect them to be something that they're not. Let them be their fucking selves. Y'all over here throwing comparisons that's not even fucking there. You're still over here telling artists to fucking be something that they're fucking not. You're doing the exact same thing that labels do, but pass it off like it's criticism when it's really not. You know Earl exists. You know Boley James exists. If you're into hip-hop, you know these rappers exist. Why are you having an issue with artists rapping with a chill fucking goddamn tone? And even they're not that monotone. Just the fact that you rap with a slow flow. I'm like, let's be real with it. A lot of motherfuckers don't even like that fucking flow, period. You see how motherfuckers are clowning Guam or Dax or any rapper that raps like that. So how you gonna sit there and tell a nigga that raps with a chill tone to rap and do a fucking style that no one really fucking likes in rap? Y'all let motherfucking people like what's that motherfucker name, Doji, he used to be called Frank. You let that fool literally sit there, control your brain with a parody about lyrical, miracle, furical, tyrical, make that shit a fucking reality so much so that rappers are afraid to even rhyme multi-syllables because if they can't even rhyme lyrical no more. You killed it. You can't do that now. Because if the first thing that they hear is lyrical and miracle and spherical in the same sentence, you're going to fucking, they're, by default, you ain't got to hear nothing else. They're trash. But then it ain't got to be like that. It can be multisyllabic rhymes trying to fucking prove how dope he's on the mic, which is what a rapper's supposed to do, because y'all swear up and down, where's the rapper that can put their dope on the mic? And then when they do that, the same people that swear up and down, we want artists that spit dope on the mic, will sit there and call them lyrical miracle. Man, shut your asses up. And this is why I say what the fuck I say. I don't give a fuck. Because to me, that shit is fucking stupid. So basically, you making fun of someone because they're good at the craft. That's like telling somebody who studies art, who studies painting, and start making paintings that's as good as Michelangelo. And then at one point, they used to paint very bad paintings. They used to paint like stick figures. And now they're trying to get better at their craft. And because this is about their craft, you want to sit there and tell them, hey man, I miss when you used to draw stick figures. This goes back to what I'm talking about. Motherfuckers just want fucking chicken McNuggets. They don't fucking want steaks. Steaks take a while, depending on how the fuck you want them, to fucking cook, right? People don't have the patience for that. They want something that's fucking straight up chicken McNuggets. And guess what? They're openly, blissfully open about that shit. You got this one dude going viral right now on TikTok talking about, I don't like lyrical rap. He ain't the only ones. A lot of motherfuckers saying that shit. Man, they making fun of it. Calling it uncle rap. Man, no one wants that fucking lyrical, miracle shit, man. No one's gonna hear that shit. Then you're not the, and then this is why it's so important that us artists who are in their 30s, that y'all niggas whooping down, no, I hate when you old niggas keep trying to fucking rap. Interesting, because guess what? Some of you motherfuckers still want to rock with us. Some of you motherfuckers still want to rock with us. All right? Some of you niggas still be, if that's the case, then you got, why you got 20-year-olds, how come you got 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds making boom bappy rap music? I do boom bappy rap. Kids fuck with it so much. So if I ever do anything that they tell me to do is a problem. Don't tell me to fucking do, you know, trap and modernize my flow. And then when I do make a snippet with that flow, the first thing flout your face. That's not it, unk. That's not it, unk. They don't ever fucking sit there and tell me, oh, bro, switch up your flow. Shut up. You don't know what the fuck a flow switch is. You want me to fucking, and even if I do, like I told you, this is why we make music for ourselves. And some fans hate that, because they can tell, because you're doing something that's not traditional. And they're openly fucking telling you to be traditional. Because back in my older shit, I was making very non-traditional fucking music. No one didn't fucking like it. People saw, no, you're better than this. You're better than this. I'm better than this by rapping over boom bappy rap beats with soul samples. Now, mind you, there's no problem with that. But doubling it down to the point that's my whole identity? That's crazy. But let me switch it up and do what the fuck I want to do. Keep in mind, it'll be weird. Someone tell me, I want the old Mike since back. And I'm like, no, this is the old me. If you go back on my older shit, I used to rap like this all the fucking time. My mistake was I was sending songs to independent radio stations. Niggas was talking about how we want a new change in the rap, blah, 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 which is a bunch of lies. Anytime when I hear anyone say that every year, it's like how every year it's about how rap is dying every year. I just ignore it now, because I really thought people wanted change, right? So I sit there. It was like, oh yeah, just be yourself, man. Be yourself, man. Just be yourself, bro. Just be yourself. Be yourself, man. Just be yourself. Oh, here goes my lift. Is that my lift? That's my lift.